6:44 now on this Tuesday. By the way, the weather definitely no more snow, at least in the forecast. About 29 right now in Lansing. Tomorrow it's going to be cloudy. 32 of a high is a high, 14 low, and then cooler on Thursday. It's going to remain cloudy, a high of just 19, a low of 10. So, well, that's how February is going to start for us. So a new online petition calling for the Department of State to move the location of the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Angela Morbido joins us. She's the senior campaign organizer for Stand United, which is behind the effort, along with Faith and Freedom Coalition. Angela, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks so much for having me.
How much support is there for the petition so far?
Well, it's large and it's growing. We have several thousand signatures on this petition already. And people are sort of learning as they go on this, thinking, wait, the U.S. Embassy was in Tel Aviv? Why wouldn't it be in Jerusalem, which is Israel's historic capital, but still its capital today? People kind of take it for granted that we would put our embassy in the capital.
And why have we not moved it to Jerusalem yet, then?
Well, so the Palestinians believe that they have claim to a significant portion, if not all, of Jerusalem, and that's a heavily contested land.
Mm-hmm.
So past administration sort of bowing to Palestinian demands that we keep Jerusalem up for negotiation refused to put the embassy there because that would be tantamount to the United States recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, which it is, except the Palestinians.
Yeah, what about the concern that it's going to rile up the Palestinians and they may, you know, have another intifada or become violent over this? What do you say to them?
You know, that is a real concern, but we are looking now at an administration that has pledged to stand with Israel. Israel has the most capable homeland security and anti-terror abilities in the world just because of who they are and where they are located in the Middle East, basically surrounded by neighbors who think they have no right to exist. So, you know, anything that we do, we're accountable for what we do. We are not accountable for how the Palestinians react to it. That's their choice. And while we would never deliberately incite violence, the existence of Israel seems to incite violence. So I don't know how that would, you know, affect the way that they're behaving right now.
Angela Morbido, senior campaign organizer for Stand United. How do people get online to sign this petition?
Sure. All you do is you go to standunited.org and you will see the petition at the top. If you don't see it by any chance, you can search Jerusalem. But we hope you'll find us on Facebook, too, at Stand United Petition.
Yeah. And where does it go? When, I mean, are you looking for a certain amount of signatures before you send it off? Or?
Well, of course, we'd like to have as many as possible, but we're going to be sending this to the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and to the State Department very soon.
Yeah. And I guess it's a matter of whether we have a new Secretary of State there. Well, what do you make of all the delays we've seen so far to get people into position?
Well, the delays that are usual reasons are inevitable. These guys have enough votes to be approved, and they're just obstructing. I don't know. Maybe they think it's fun. I don't know why they would do that. But that's what we're looking at. This is inevitable. Rex Tillerson's going to run the State Department, and of course, we hope he does a good job. Hope he listens to all the voices on Stand United.
Yeah. Angela Morbido, the senior campaign organizer for Stand United. We're right now petition calling for the State Department to move the location of the U.S. Embassy to Israel, in Israel, to Jerusalem, is out there calling for the administration to move on it. Angela, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you very much.